Okay, I'm here again at EGX Resd, and I'm here with
Vegard from Useful Slug.
And you've got an interesting game, Hipster Cafe.
Yeah, so it's basically a hipster cafe simulator. You got to run a hipster cafe. You got to entertain the hipsters. There's different types of hipsters, so they all go in and out of trend at different times. So, for example, okay. You might have the lumberjack hipsters, then they want to have various entertainment items. They want to have an axe throwing range and a hammer schlagen and this sort of things.
Okay, yeah.
Put in. Everyone likes the ball pit. you have to research different items that you can put into your cafe, and
okay.
You also make the menu for them. So you want to make a menu that appeals to the type of hipsters that's trending at the moment.
Oh, okay.
And then when something has been trending for a little while, then it goes mainstream, and then it's no longer cool.
Okay,
so then something else will take over. So you have to sort of shift the direction of your cafe a little bit towards.
Is there a tool for you to monitor the?
There is a social media part of the game where the hipsters will kind of put out little sort of tweets or messages. And they also take pictures from within your cafe of the things they like. So they'll take pictures of the avocados in the still life, for example, or they'll take pictures of their food that they're eating and stuff like that. So they'll indicate a bit how they like things that way.
Okay, so the things that they're tweeting about.
Yeah.
Keep going that way.
Yeah, yeah.
For now.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Until it becomes
mainstream. And then it'll all have to shift again. Yeah. You research. There's a lot of customization in the game, so you can change the colors of things and make it really your own cafe. And also, your kind of objective is to become financially independent from your parents. So you can kind of run out of money three times, but then they'll tell you to get a real job. That kind of thing. It's very tongue-in-cheek, the whole game. It's a bit like it's a kind of theme park, theme hospital, mixed with Pizza Tycoon type of thing. So that's kind of the.
Yeah. You're out on Steam, are you? Or
yeah. So you can already search for it on Steam if you search for Hipster Cafe. You can wishlist it right now, but it'll be. We're penciling August, but it could be a little bit later before we're ready to actually release.
Are you planning for consoles or?
We're gonna at least finish up the Steam version first. Main reason for that is the development team is two people. We need to plan things out, make sure that the game really works and feels right, and then look at the porting side. But then we'll be looking at different options afterwards, basically.
Okay, cool.
So we'll do a lot of the player feedback, get feedback from players who get those types of suggestions into the game first.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to consoles where it's a bit more of a big build to do those things.
Any idea on price point you're aiming at?
Not really any idea at the moment, but it could be, I think it would sit in the sort of £15 to £20 range.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And how can people find out? Wishlisting it on Steam.
Wishlisting it on Steam is a very good way of doing it right now. You can follow Useful Slug on Twitter if you like, wishlisting it on Steam is a good starting point, I think, for the moment. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for that.
Thank you very much.